Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon friends,
scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends,
and the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near, and your friends are here, and there's plenty more in store.
Previously on Dragon Friends.
The room is a big room. It's empty, and it feels like magically it's been there for a while. There's lots of doors.
Okay.
He did it.
Dave,
bloody
really
did it,
sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen. Bloody did it.
But there are names over these doors, is that correct?
Yep, heaps of them.
Now, okay. Dave, can I try and loot... I hate to bring it back to this, but can I try and loot this corpse? Because it just seems there's a corpse there that I haven't rifled through the pockets of the loincloth.
Okay, so it's just a loincloth, but you can rifle through it if you want.
You're not wearing pants.
I get so right in there. I get right into the loincloth.
You
and
find
it.
You got
to
get
dicks.
Right in there.
Like... Right. Like loincloths don't have.
You find
pockets.
You find a small coin bag.
They do.
Tied.
Oh, it's not a coin bag.
Wait.
I cut off these two coin bags and save them for spells. Cool. Can I take their teeth? I take the teeth and coin bags.
Yeah, take their teeth. Nice. You got to cut them out.
Yeah.
Or you can knock them out, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys just gonna watch this?
Yep.
I think let's search around and see if, like, we're looking for Sergei's crypt.
Okay, so it's, as I said, hundreds of doors. So you're probably going to need to split up or...
Is there some sort of magic we can do to detect something specific?
Let's use the lantern of
magic.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're sweeping it across the tombs, are you?
Yep.
Yeah.
As I said, you've got to get quite close to them because it only throws for about 5 feet. As you walk past the doors quickly, it's the color of the lamp seems to change on one door.
Ooh. Also, it says Sergei on it, so...
No, it doesn't.
Oh, twist!
What does it say? What does it say?
Yeah, what does it say?
This one doesn't have anything written on it.
It's blank. Is that... Yeah, sorry, that's what you said, yeah.
Friezo is caught up to us and his hands are like... Dripping bloodied. With blood and Etten teeth.
Yeah, but I filled these coin bags with Etten teeth.
Nice. All right.
You horrify me.
So should we... Is there a lock?
Very unsavory.
No, the door is just a big, easy-to-move stone thing.
Well, Irina's got the lantern, so...
Hello. Do I move the door with the lantern? Is that what you're saying? I don't think that's a good idea.
Let's just go in then.
I will push the door open with my hands. Aha! Okay.
That is the normal way. So, as you move, hands. You hear the sound of stone grinding on stone, and the door opens. Inside, you can see, as predicted, a small tomb, votive candles arrayed around. I've lost my mojo.
Do you mean, I think maybe you mean to say arranged and not arrayed. Both times.
I just need to make a decision before I start the word. Votive candles heaped around. And in the center of the room is a giant stone sarcophagus. And from the door you can see that there is a figure lying in what seems to be funerary clothes on top of it.
Now, is the figure rotten or is it a skeleton?
Or is it a statue? You would have to get closer.
Let's get closer.
Let me take the lantern over to it. Good idea?
Yeah.
You're doing it now.
Okay.
As Irina starts to cautiously step towards it, the lantern reveals the figure of the vampire Strahd.
Whoa!
Who is silent, immobile, with his eyes closed on this tomb, which you now presume must be his.
bed.
So it's like a stone tomb. It's not actually his body.
No, it's his body.
It's his sleeping body.
Oh shit! I plunge my sword into his chest.
Okay. No, you know that's not gonna work.
I do it anyway. Oh. Come on. That's a 20, motherfucker. That is a natural 20. Check it.
Friezo rushes through the room and knocks Irina out of the way.
Hey!
And
can't!
So excited is he as he grabs his sword glowing with powerful Vorpal magics and he thrusts it into the chest of the vampire, whose eyes immediately open and gives the most painful screech that you've ever heard.
I immediately take the Relic of Palor out and, like, head to the front of the group, wielding it in front of me.
Oh, you fucking... What?
He's angry when you wake him up.
Oh! What? And he's standing now. He's like, sitting up. Can he be sitting up?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
With a sword sticking out of him. And he's like, how very fucking... Do you know what fucking time it is? I'm here trying to... Oi! Kyle! Jackie-O! What the... Kyle? Jackie-O! What the fuck have you fuckers done?
You won't be waking up to Kyle and Jackie-O in the morning anymore.
He does not understand that reference.
Yeah, I guess I won't be, dickhead. And he takes the sword. He doesn't even grab it, palms.
How are you taking it? I'm still holding it.
Yeah. Hear me out. Okay. He doesn't even grab it with his palms. He grabs it by the blade, and you can actually see that it actually hurts a weird amount to do this. And he grabs it. He should be bleeding a lot, but he's still wincing, and he pulls it out and pushes you across the room.
Okay, but I didn't actually get to roll my damage dice for that day.
Okay,
so
go
just...
ahead. No, go ahead.
That's a 2?
Okay, that's a 2. He dies.
All right. Excellent.
It seems to have no effect on him.
And he goes, look, all right, well, I guess here we fucking are. I just sort of thought that you'd be down here and I'd... What's the play here? What's... like you? No, you tell me, you fucking geniuses. What's the play here?
Surrender. And we will spare you. No, I won't. I was lying about that. I won't spare you. Ha ha!
Lot for him to process.
Strahd just kind of stares at him and, like, goes to, like, and then just is like, yeah. So, right, oh, well, you're in the tomb, you're in the crypt, welcome. Suppose, make yourself fucking home.
I go, Strahd. We listen to your wishes.
What?
We bring you Petrina.
What?
And
no, that wasn't...
I hold Friezo by the back of the neck and I push him forward. I say, she has been cast in one of those disguising spells.
Mr. Strong.
And he goes... And for a moment, like, he's like, Petrina?
Yeah.
Is that you? No, of course it's fucking not. It's her. Fuck.
I go, nah.
Okay, sweet. Well, this has been great. But I'm taking her.
No, I'm Friezo in a disguise.
Yeah, disguising spell. One of them toofers.
Okay, this has been a hilarious comedy of errors, but guess what? Everyone shut up!
And with that, he says a single word of command, and all of you feel for a second as if you've been locked in place by a mass paralysis spell.
Which you have!
But then, the wooden relic of Pelor held by you, Bobby, once again begins to hum, and for a second, you're held and then released as the spell once again fizzles.
All of us or just me?
No, all of you.
Ha-ha!
Oh. Wow, that didn't work the way I... had anticipated.
You must kiss Petrina to release her from the disguising spell. I say, looking around at everyone else and winking.
Okay, I drop the guise of being Friezo drops the guise of being Petrina,
man.
And says, Strahd, we just want to go home. We want you to lift the curse on this land so people can leave.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
and if you do that for us, we'll give you Petrina.
No, right we now. Won't.
No,
hang on.
I think you guys, I don't say this often, but I think you guys need a huddle soon because you are not on the same page.
We will give you Petrina.
We will never give you Petrina.
No, hang on. Remember when I was talking and I was coming out of the... I said that. I suggested very similar terms. And you were like, oh, no, get fucked. So what's changed?
He doesn't speak for all of us. Friezo, fucking clam it.
Yeah, you guys need to get unity in your message. That's what I reckon. You guys need to go on a team building thing. Go to a bloody rock climbing centre and learn about trust or some shit, because this is a mess.
Do you mind if we have a quick chat then?
Yeah, huddle away. I don't give a shit.
All right, we huddle. Hi.
Sorry, that was very awkward. Talking about you, Irina.
Does anyone have any butter?
So me starting to think me plan isn't working.
Hey, and then Strahd's head comes into the huddle and he's like, hey, I've got a fucking great idea.
Yeah?
Everybody don't move and everybody can't move.
Once again, so he's casting the spell again?
Yep.
So he casts the word of command a second time, and again, you feel yourself being held, but the relic once again hums and begins to glow.
Yep, and then he goes, oh shit, wait, fuck. So why have you got the relic of Palor? Whoa, I can't compete against Static. Less of in my own fucking crypt, you dickheads! And then the relic of Palor turns to dust.
No!
For the magic of the family Strahd is strongest in the catacombs, and with hundreds of his ancestors lying in repose around him, his magic is powerful enough to destroy the relic. So cross it off your sheet.
Gather up the dust and throw it in his
oh,
face?
Oh, no! Yeah, do it.
I do it.
Oh, no! Dust!
That's worth a try.
Oh.
I take one of his ears.
Mine?
Yep, I do it.
What do you mean? Like,
whoa.
How?
I just magic off your fucking ear.
I don't think that was on the list of spells
no,
I gave
I
you.
It. I rolled a
That's
20.
That's a 20.
I rolled a fucking 20. I take one of your ears.
If I meet it, can I get my ear back?
If you roll a 20.
Yeah. Ear saving throw.
That's a 14. He takes one of your ears.
He's got pointy ears too. He's going to look very lopsided.
It's gone. Anyone else feel like being a fucking smartass? All right, here's what's going to happen. Remember, nobody can fucking move. I'm taking her. Give me the key. And he walks over to Phil.
I will still accept your surrender.
And he takes the key out of Filge's... Where's Filge?
Around her neck on a piece of dental floss.
Oh, check it out. Kasnappity. I'm taking her. And he fireman lifts Petrina over his shoulders.
It is Irina. But
yeah, but he thinks. I'm in character, Tafe. We're fucking off. I gotta do a piss. So this crypt is haunted as shit. You don't need to eat or drink in here. That's the good news. The bad news is you're locked in here forever. Bye.
No!
And he calls up his horse. Does he have a horse?
Yeah, he does. He does have a horse. According
An
to the original Weiss and Hickman module, he has a wonder horse called Bucephalus. So.
Bucephalus, get your fucking ass out here and out of one of the tombs, because that's where Bucephalus sleeps.
A nightmare, yep.
Yeah, comes out, boom, opens the door with the key, gets sucked out, and goes, see you later, gallopy gop! And then he gallopy gops away.
Wait,
and the door.
Worst rescuers ever! I hate you, dragon friends!
And as he disappears up the stairs and riding astride Bucephalus, he and Irina disappear. The door slams shut, or clangs, or whatever you would prefer. The point is it is locked, and you find yourselves without a key inside the crypt. And Zoe, for now, I must ask you to leave the stage.
What
as you.
What the fuck? I fucking come here twice. You don't even fucking rescue me. Honest to fucking God.
To be,
we have to. How long you guys
I've been playing this fucking game. You can't even rescue a princess. This is fucking bullshit.
Zoe Norton, look!
Sorry, Zoe. Thanks for a great time, everyone.
So, by comparison, when Tom Walker came and played, his character just died at the end. So, like, you know, at least you're alive.
So for now.
Maybe you two will really hit it off.
Zoe, right. You can stay if you want.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I don't want to outstay my welcome.
All right. So, as Zoe leaves the stage in quiet rage... as I said, this room seems more foreboding.
That was really... That wasn't her fault at all. Well done.
Sorry, Zoe.
The crypt seems darker now and more foreboding, for without the key, you have no means to escape.
Can I just ask a quick question about my ear?
Yeah.
Is it like blood and stuff, or is it just like a nubbin?
It's neatly gone.
Which would you prefer?
Not blood and stuff.
All right, you can have a nubbin.
It looks like a scar, though. Like, it's not
like the whole of the ear, or just like, so it looks like I have a human ear?
It looks like a cool scar.
Yeah, but it looks like a cool scar, but you don't have an ear anymore.
Is there just a hole in the side of his head like a porpoise?
And also sometimes when you have a cold, a little bit of mucus comes out.
Bobby, your ear's leaking again. Let me wipe that up for you.
You
got a little discharge.
Did Bobby used to have echolocation?
do I now?
Does he now?
For clarity for fan art, is it the left or right ear that's gone?
Up to you. That's up to you.
It's up to Strahd.
Okay. Odds or evens?
Let's roll for which ear Strahd took.
I'm saying if it's on the left, it's even. If it's on the right, it's odds.
And who's left? Bobby's left, presumably. Yeah. It could be Strahd's left. It could be Strahd's left.
You have lost your left ear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's six.
For now.
So you still have your earring.
So the crypt seems more darker still and more foreboding. You realise now that the Eden, who had been locked here for centuries as the guardian, couldn't escape any more than you can now. And indeed, if there is a guardian of the noble family of Strahd, it is now the four of you. For with no means to escape, you are trapped.
Did Irina drop the lantern?
No,
fuck,
it's
talking! Damn it! Fuck!
She's starting to talk like him. The power is taking over.
Frieza, are you using the loss of one of your companions as an opportunity to get more magic items?
Yeah, but I thought it would be a helpful magic item to have. Because I could go around and be like, oh, look, it's magic. Oh, look, it's also magic.
No, she did actually drop it. So Baston has it.
Damn it.
All right. Well.
What's in the room?
So there's like a big door up in the sky that we can't get to. Is that the
upshot? No, there's steps up to it, but it is locked again. And the only key, which was the one that Filge had, is gone. But there are also hundreds of crypts as well.
Inside this one crypt, inside this one room, there's hundreds of crypts.
Yes.
Can I look around inside Strahd's crypt, which is what we're...
Yes, okay, great. So the crypt has a sarcophagus, which was empty. You realise this was is meant to be his tomb, but because he was never buried, it has no name on it. And next to it is, as I said, some votive candles, and there is also a...
there's also, like, a suspicious amount of lotion.
I'm just going to ignore that. And there is also a centuries-old spell book, so old that the paper and vellum is cracked, and you feel that, you know, the pages are probably fused together, but it is lying there open.
With lotion?
It is lying there open.
Okay. Filge?
Give it a... You want me?
Please.
Read it?
Please.
All right. Ooh, mama. There is a lot going on. Yeah. Woo!
Okay,
I turn a page, I go, whoa.
If you turn a page, it will destroy the spell book.
I think again.
Can I do an arcana check, Dave?
I don't think so, because there's a half-orc in your way.
Okay, this one. Game changer. but I go, but, oh, and then I go, oh, but me can't believe what this says. You better come check it out. So you come over and have a look.
I shine the lantern on it.
Yep, great. It's now nicely illuminated. It was next to the candles, but thank you.
What does it say?
Oh,
It's written again in the draconic language of magic.
Guys.
I agree. A changer of the game.
This is.
Yeah.
Guys. Guys, I'm right here.
Maybe Bobby should look at it.
No, I've... Frieza, you ever look at this? I have an inkling that if there was a weapon that destroyed me, I'd try and keep it as close to me as possible, maybe sleep on top of it. Phil, why don't you help me take the lid off this sarcophagus and we'll see if there's anything inside.
Oi.
All right, you're going to try and get the sarcophagus open?
Yep. So yep. I pick it up.
Make a strength check. Just DC 17. 12 with your strength.
Need my 6.
I'll help out.
Oh, then, yep, then roll 2 dice in the best because
16.
You're getting help. Yep, that will do it.
Yep.
That will just do it. And so you crack open the sarcophagus, and inside it is empty.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Cool, well, I'm
actually,
out of ideas.
It's not quite empty. There is a handwritten note that says, "Nice trying to get."
What does the book say,
Frieza?
What does it say?
You don't need to roll for this.
Okay, cool. So, good, because I failed that roll.
No. So this spell is hundreds of years old, as I said, and the language is hard even for you to read, and certainly beyond your ability to cast. But it seems to describe 2 pages of what would be many pages of a powerful ritual. One that, if cast correctly, would open a portal to the deep ethereal plane and summon forth a massive army of the undead. An army strong enough to easily take all of Barovia, possibly even to sally forth and take the Sword Coast.
And the caster of this spell would control said army?
Yes.
And what would they require to cast the spell?
Oh, God.
So this spell...
Probably a bunch of teeth or something?
Yeah, just end teeth. No.
A bunch of teeth crammed into a scrotum?
You need a bunch of teeth, a dice bag, and 120 gold poop coins. No. So the
120 gold poo coins, please be the name of this episode.
the requirement, the component, the key component for this is a sacrifice of the one thing that the caster loves the most in the world.
But so, that would be me.
Yeah, so I guess that rules you out of being able to... It's almost like the inventor of the spell had in mind a safeguard against people like you.
Okay, what if I sacrificed myself and then died, so went to the other realm, then would I come back as the commander of this undead army?
No, you would come back as a grunt, and Bobby would get the army.
Damn it. This is like my baker's outfit all over again.
Has Frieza told us all of this? Is he reading it out loud?
I don't know. Is Frieza, are you reading it out loud?
No. Dave, can I fold up the book and take it?
You can't fold up the book. If you did, it would crack the spine. It's that old.
Okay, so is there any way I can remember this spell or like copy it down or something?
It's only 2 pages. You would need the 4 pages of the spell to be able to
But we can't actually access it without cracking the pages.
You could probably take these pages off and protect them somehow, destroying the book in the process, but it would certainly destroy the 2 pages that are fused behind it.
So there's no way for me to access all 4 pages?
No.
Okay.
You've been reading a very long time. Yeah. What does the book say?
The book is a spell. We look else. What else is in the room, Dave?
Hundreds of doors.
All right, let's just get... We've got to keep... The book says we've got to like keep searching to find the sword.
So you're not going to tell them anything?
See, can he do like a tricking us check?
Yeah, go ahead. Make a deception check.
There's a bug.
3. No, you rolled a 3.
No, I rolled a 3.
Or you roll a 3, Michael.
I rolled a 3, you guys.
All right, you get the sense that he's holding out on you.
Frieza, you know what? I fucking had the I've got the shits with you.
You have for a few episodes now.
Yeah, look, buddy, what's the deal? Like, we used to be dragon friends. Now we're like dragon frenemies. We all have to get out of here. Why can't we just work together?
You're
being like a massive D-bag.
Well, what do you want from me?
Just help in the most basic way possible. Use your skills, share your information. I mean, what's so
King
hard?
King literally doesn't understand what he's done wrong.
I walk up to Frieza and say, tell me what the book says. And then I slap him.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, fine. I tell them what the spell says. There is a portal to hell that can be opened by me and me alone.
And then I go, don't lie to me, and slap him again.
All right, I tell them what the spell actually says.
All right, so yeah, it's a spell that will summon a powerful army of the undead, and the caster, it's a ritual that needs to be cast at midnight, and you need to sacrifice the one thing you love most in the world in order to finish the spell.
Are there any other conditions for the spell that we need to know?
Not that I can see.
Okay.
Other than that, it just takes perfection in this dark art.
All right,
rip up the spell book.
All right, the spell book is destroyed?
Yeah.
All right, you destroy the spell book.
Just go...
like a cat who runs an IT company.
When he looks up, he sees that Filge has her sword to Bobby's neck. Like, she's sprung, like, ah! And then, like, slowly just puts it away and
doesn't say
anything.
You had your sword to my neck?
Because you're the thing that she cares about the most in the world. But also she wanted to kill you so she could open up a hell mouth.
What were you going to do with a hell mouth?
Bring Bobby back.
Make new friends.
All right.
So the book's destroyed. Well.
We must rescue Arena. That is... why we came.
But first
here.
We need to get out of here. So Dave, what are the other... do any of the names on any of the tombs say Sergei?
Search around with the lantern.
So you guys spend a few hours, although it's hard to tell, for again, time has little meaning in this perfect prison. And inside you find... eventually you find two tombs. One of them has the name... one of them has, in fact, written, engraved on the door, "Here lies Sergei von Zarevich. Base wickedness did what sword could not." And on the next tomb next to it, it says, "Here lies Petrina Velikovna. All who looked upon her loved her. He loved her more than all."
Which one are we going to go in first?
Let's go to Sergei's one first.
Okay.
Okay, so as you open the door again, who's opening the door?
I'm looking with the lantern.
Yep, it looks seems to look normal.
Bobby.
Yeah, I make a hole big enough just for a halfling to get through, and right.
And you see, do you give him the lantern?
No. I just hold it above his head so it kind of shines. I follow him in.
As you walk through, you find yourself face to face with the vampire Strahd. Or so it seems at first.
Oh, that was scary.
But
Dave.
Quickly, you
do that.
Quickly, you realize that the features are more refined, friendlier, possibly.
He's wearing glasses.
And a tiny goatee. And you realize that this must be a statue of Sergei, the brother. Beyond that, you see a sarcophagus and a room much like the other.
Is the statue holding a sword or anything?
There is a stone sword on the statue's belt.
All right.
But also... sorry? You just look like you're about to roll the dice.
I was. I'm going to lift up the sarcophagus, get that sword. But do you want to finish talking?
Well, do you want to... I'd like to.
Please do.
You also notice, as you're examining it, that there is, in fact, a cord around the neck... and it seems to have a strange, twisted piece of metal on it.
Okay. Like a little medallion?
A medallion with a very strange shape.
Okay. I go and inspect it.
You touch it?
I touch it.
Yep, it's fine. You can take it.
Okay. I have it.
You shit your pants.
Great. All right. So you want to... As the rest of you enter the room, Filge just... Filge bursts through, scoots the skeleton in rags... that was lying in repose on the sarcophagus, I guess, to the floor. So quick is her desire to break into that sarcophagus.
Oh, I thought that was just the lid. He's lying on the living
room. There is a skeleton in rusty armor and rags lying in repose on the skeleton.
It seems inefficient.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just put it in the box?
Well, yeah, why not put him in there? Why not finish the job?
Is he holding onto his sword?
Maybe you guys can ask Strahd this when you see him next.
Is the skeleton holding onto
it? It's holding something in its hand, yes.
I go and I inspect it to see what it is.
All right, it is a finely wrought hilt, a sword hilt made out of finely wrought Barovian steel and with the embossed symbols and designs of both Barovia and the House of Strahd.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Take it. Is the hilt just part of the sword?
It's the handle of the sword.
Oh, and the sword is attached, or is it just...
No. That would be a very strange way to describe it.
Dave, while this is happening, Friezo sneaks into Petrina's tomb.
Classic Friezo.
Okay.
All right, so I pick up the sword and we hold it.
I'm going to cut the hilt. While you guys are doing this, I'm going to cut to you, Friezo. So you pull back while your friends are... And I use that term very lightly. You sneak your way into the second tomb and you find yourself face to face with Irina Kolyana, or so it first appears. But you soon realize it is a statue that could be her spitting image.
She's got a goatee though.
And glasses.
And is her skeleton...
Beyond, again, the candles, again, the sarcophagus.
Is there anything on her skeleton? For example, a sword blade, perhaps?
There is... nothing, it seems. But there seems to be something small, not a sword, not the size of a sword. There is something small lying at the headrest of the sarcophagus. Ooh. And it glitters.
It glitters? Friezo inspects!
Friezo is...
By the way, Friezo inspects is my favourite Dragon Friend spin-off. It's where Friezo moves to a small town in Cornwall.
And somebody's been murdered! Yeah.
Friezo
and
by
Friezo. Friezo.
Every episode he solves, he's like, oh, wait, I did this. Sorry, you guys.
Sorry, so many murders. I forgot. Yeah, the cobbler, that was
stop
me.
Stop inviting me to all of your parties. Friezo, murder people and then solve these murders.
As soon as you make your way, you realize that it is a lady's necklace with a strange medallion on it, a twisted piece of metal. As soon as you touch that medallion, however, the tomb slams shut and a... vortex of dust eddies up and it coalesces into the form of a weeping, deranged, ghostly woman. And congratulations, by yourself, you are fighting a banshee. So I'm just going to work off initiative order. So I guess, Friezo, you go first.
All right. What does Friezo know about banshees? Does he know about any weaknesses that banshees might have?
Yeah, maybe. You know that their touch is deadly. You know that their visage is terrifying. You know that a banshee's wail can kill upon hearing it.
All right. Oh, yeah. I have a tin whistle, which I immediately begin blowing.
Why do you have a tin whistle again?
No, he does. Just let. I want to see how this plays out.
I have a tin whistle which I blow to drown out any of the banshee's wails. That's the first thing I start doing, right?
That's very good, I think.
So yeah, you're continuously blowing.
Okay, all right.
The best thing is that Filge and Bobby in the other room with Bast on are like, what the
If fuck? Only this wasn't a podcast, because what I would really like to do now is, like, if this was just a table game, I would say that you can keep blowing that whistle as long as you keep making whistle sounds. But if you stop, Friezo does. Now what are you going to do?
I fuck it, let's do this shit. I take out my longsword and I slice that motherfucking banshee.
All right.
I roll a 16.
A 16, all right. That'll hurt, that'll hit.
So it's a 1d8. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill a banshee by myself, you guys. Don't worry, I didn't need your help.
Get angry at them, Hing.
6 plus 2 is 8. I do 8 damage
all right,
to the banshee.
All right, you do 8 points of damage to the banshee. The banshee, that hurts her. And in fact, she seems surprised as the sword glows and seems to cut through her flesh. She turns at you and... you see for the first time through her wild hair, her eyes, and you feel a chill hand on your heart. Make a wisdom saving throw, DC 13.
That is a 2.
Yeah. That is a 2.
All right. You immediately shit yourself.
Hang on, here's a philosophical question, though.
Yeah.
Can a man wearing no pants shit himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just shits where he's standing.
Is that not just shitting?
You were struck with with terror, and you
just... Well played, Ben. Well played.
Frieza loudly says, "I meant to do that."
And he stops whistling. you were struck with terror, and you start screaming, pounding at the door. Now, if I can cut to you guys, suddenly you hear sound from the next room, and it seems like powerful pounding.
Yeah. Oh, it's Frieza masturbating again?
I don't...
Must have found a lotion.
This used to be such a nice show.
It never was.
It never was.
It never was. Not once.
I'm going to hold the... I'm just going to go about my business. I'm going to hold the hilt up to the lantern and just see if that hilt has got some magic powers.
It seems to have a powerful magic to it, yes.
And what about the little shard of metal?
Okay. So you examine that shard of metal and it seems like it has a partner somewhere that it would combine to form something.
Is it... What shape is it? Is it...
It's actually very hard to tell, and the metal is hinged. It has delicate hinges all across it, so it's impossible to tell what shape it wants to form.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. Is it in any way similar? Oh, no, I wouldn't know about
this. This is great. What about you? That was your actions. What about you?
Well, I'm harking back to long ago in this podcast when I kind of had a crush on Frieza. I mean, I know that was a long time ago, so Baston is like...
Is nobody else interested in...
I feel like we should... No?
Why? Why? Okay. Why should we?
It sounds like there's heavy pounding happening in there.
So maybe he's getting some just desserts.
Maybe I want some just desserts.
Okay, Frieza, you're up.
All right.
No, Frieza, you have to desperately try to get the door open because you are so terrified.
All right.
Make a strength check, DC 15.
Come on, door. 20! Natural 20, Dave! Look at that shit.
This is so unfair.
With my weedy elven arms, I tear open this door and then beat this banshee to death with it.
With your puny arms, you pull the door open and you stagger, gasping, out into the room, tears falling from your eyes.
I run out and goes, don't go in there, give it a minute.
And the banshee floats behind you and attacks. Do you want to go ahead? What's your armor class, Frieza?
My armor class is 14.
Are you wearing that elven breastplate?
Yeah.
All right, then a one won't do it.
That was a critical fail.
All right.
What does the banshee should take damage for that?
No, she has quiet dignity about her. She doesn't hit you.
She's like a cat who like falls off a couch. She's like, I meant to do that.
You are okay for now. Next up is you again, Filge.
So I can see the banshee now?
You can see Frieza came out of the room.
All right, I'll go check it out.
All right, you see a banshee.
Yeah.
And there's poo on the floor.
It was the banshee's poo!
No, it wasn't!
Prove
it! All right, well, Frieza, you should start blowing that tin whistle again, I think. As Frieza does that, I go to stick a javelin into her eye.
Yep, roll.
Sorry. Yep.
You got dice cam if you want. That's fine.
That's a 16.
16. Okay, you hit, but it seems...
And I got 10 damage.
10 damage. A powerful blow like that feels like it should have had a powerful effect, yet it seems to be lessened. The banshee was definitely hurt, but not hurt as much as you would have thought. Next up is Bobby.
The fact that I'm missing one ear, does that mean I can't hear out of it?
I think you're fine.
Wait, but I can't. Like, if I just stuck one finger in one ear.
No, I think you get advantage for that. Yeah.
Would I? Can I?
Have, oh, I see. What you're
do saying. I have another hand free to like wield?
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're right. You wouldn't. You can't hear. The banshee's not wailing at the moment.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. It could probably give you a measure of protection.
Is Frieza still whistling though? Yes. Like really loudly. Yeah.
But you can't tell that either. Frieza seems to be doing a dance.
I draw my short bow and fire an arrow into her face.
Great. 12, 16, that will hit it. Do your damage. Again.
It's a 4.
You do damage, but it seems that the attack has less effect than you would have otherwise hoped. Baston.
Well, Baston's going to do what he always does.
plunge his tiny knife into something.
Really got to get a better weapon.
Yeah, fucking A, I do.
There was a Morningstar in the center of the room.
Shit.
You walked past two more good weapons.
Oh.
A five is a miss. And Friezo.
So am I still terrified?
I have to try and break the terror.
Yeah, yeah, you've shut that out.
No. Make a will saving throw, DC 13.
18, all right.
So you can act this turn.
All right, I can act this turn. All right, so I hack again at the Banshee with my longsword. That is a 10, does not hit.
What's your...
Strength is negative one, so it's a
no. Okay, no. So once again, the guy with the only magical sword is the worst fighter in the room.
Give it to Bastion.
And it misses. Next up is Filge.
I want to get those two bits of metal that we found. So I...
You don't know about the second bit of metal.
Oh, all right.
Didn't I take that when I woke the Banshee?
You touched it.
So I turn to Frieza and I go, you find anything in there besides some Banshee poo?
Just chat. Just chat while this fucking
monster's going. No, it was just Banshee poo.
All right.
Frieza lies again.
Is that my move?
No, you can...
Okay, great. I've got a mirror and I've got a good feeling that if Banshees look at themselves in the mirror, they explode. So... All evil women, that seems to happen, right, in myths? Anyway, let's try it. I hold up my mirror to her hideous face.
All right, she looks at herself, and for a second she sees once the most famed beauty in all of Barovia, she sees the hideous form that she has become, and she recoils as if in shock, then pain, then fury, and her jaw unhinges, and the most powerful...
Well, that's not going to make you look any better, love.
...scream that you have ever heard... happens as the Banshee releases its wail. Everybody make a constitution DC...
It's the wail of the Banshee.
DC 13 advantage for you, Bobby.
16.
2.
14.
Oh.
What do you need?
16, 14, 20. There's no justice in this world.
None.
Baston goes into shock and collapses. And begins to die. Next up is you, Bobby.
Can I drown out this? I've got a bell. If I ring that, will that drown out the sound of the...
It's too late. She caught us all by surprise.
I notch another arrow and fire it at her.
Yep, go for it.
Oh, boy.
Guys, Baston is dying. Okay?
3.
I just want you to know that.
Baston, make your first death check. Now, do you know how this works? If you fail 3
it's
death checks...
It's better be a good dice.
You need to roll 11 or more.
No, put on dice, Kim.
You need a fancy dice.
Yeah.
Give me a sec.
Level up dice. Okay, here we go.
3. Oh. Okay, you failed your first 3. Of 3 dice of 3 death checks.
No one dies like Baston.
Next is Frieza.
I take my magic sword and I just swipe again because I think I don't even have any spell slots.
You don't have a spell book.
Oh, fuck. All right, I roll a 5. Doesn't
yep.
hit.
Wouldn't hit.
I've got a spell book.
You too.
I'm going to cast a spell. I run back into the tomb and I collect all those candles.
Yep.
And I say...
What for?
Burning hands! And I'm holding the candles and I throw them all, like 20 candles, at the Banshee.
All right.
It's a good spell, Dave.
It's a good spell.
Make a little dexterity. But yeah, make a...
Dexterity?
Well, I just...
Magic?
Yeah,
add
your dexterity. Make a dexterity check.
Two. 4.
All right, you
4.
Throw a lot of candles at the ground. That was your action.
But Dave, I don't want a backseat DM here.
Yep.
But is it not possible that that would confuse the Banshee to give somewhat advantage to somebody else?
I think the Banshee is definitely confused, but I'm not going to give advantage for a roll of a 2. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fair.
Simon.
I take the shard of metal and just be like, by the power of this metal that I found... Quit it, please. I, the holder of the medal, do demand Banshee.
Okay, so she stops and all of a sudden her face becomes...
Well, it rehinges itself for a start.
Yeah, because she's... And one ghostly hand reaches out to the piece of metal you have and the other reaches around... the Banshee's neck, where you see that she has the matching piece of metal.
Oh.
And for a moment, she seems calm. And for a moment, she seems, for want of a better word, human.
In that moment, using my sleight of hand, I snatch the metal from around.
That could get her very angry, but make a dexterity check.
Oh boy, oh boy.
I said, okay, that was a 6. So
that's 11.
Yeah, that's not enough, I'm afraid. Oh, okay. You reach at it, and she shrieks again, and she flies into a rage, and she slashes at you, Bobby, and hits you for, 3d6 plus 2. So...
we're getting killed.
For a 15
Do
points of
something.
Damage.
How much?
15 points of damage. Next up is you. Can you have your second death check?
I don't want to die, Dave. I'm too beautiful to die. I'm a level 3 handsome man.
Oh, wait. This one's super fancy. This one's the killer dice.
That's a 14. Okay, you're fine for now. Hing.
All right. Friezo yells at Filge and says, I'll give you the metal. There was metal in the thing. I'll give it to you if you give me the spell book.
You're going to trade the sword for
trade.
The spell.
Not the sword. I'm going to lie to Filge and tell her I found some metal and then try and trade her for the spell book.
He did find metal, didn't he?
Well, we just established that the Banshee has the metal.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm lying to Filge. And I'll say, look, give me the spell book. I need
just
the spell book.
Just try asking her. Just make be it, like, hey, make it I'm Filge. I'm standing here. I'd like the spell book. There's no deception. There's
I'm just
no
a warlock standing in front of a half-orc.
Ask her to give me my spell book.
Do you want to try that?
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. I'll do that thing then. Yeah.
Yeah, it's broken anyway, I say, and I toss it towards
you. Right, you have your spell book back, and it is now your go, Friezo.
All right, cool. I'm going to... Oh, fuck, I don't have any spell slots because we didn't rest. All right, well, I got my spell book, but I'm going to slash with the sword.
Wait, the amount of time that's gone on inside where there's no time, we haven't rested in the number of, like, hours?
We didn't.
No, I don't think you have. Sorry, no.
Nah, nuts.
All right, that's an 18.
All right, that hits. Yep.
I hit. All right, so that's a D8 plus 2. I'm gonna. It's a 4. I do 6 points of damage to the Banshee.
All right, 6 points of damage is just enough, and the thing shrieks again, and it seems agitated, but again your sword glows, and the Banshee's scream turns to silence as it collapses into dust. In the center of the dust,
it's like Baston's heartbeat.
In the center of that pile of dust, you find another little pendant.
I grab it, and I hold the two together to try and work out what they do.
The moment you bring them close together, an energy pulls them together, and the links seem to wrap themselves around each other, forming and reforming until they form the splitting image. The spitting image?
Oh, no. Spitting.
Of the
You're
key.
You're doing so well, Dave.
The spitting image of the key that was lost. It is another key to the crypt.
Great. Friezo, I know you have healing potions. Let's.
I think you took them when you took all my stuff.
I have healing potions. I give one to Baston.
Yep. He suckles at it, which seems unnecessary. And
Mama.
The pallor comes back to the color comes back to his cheeks, and he is awake again.
Okay. And I drink one as well.
Great, you regain D10 plus 1 hit points.
Now, from killing the Banshee, I feel like I did not get 6. Enough thanks for killing the Banshee, but yep. That's fine.
You brought the Banshee. Never mind, it's fine. I'm not even here.
I get some extra hit points for killing it, right?
You gain 2 temporary hit points, that's correct.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
Great work, everyone, I say. Oh, we still haven't found that goddamn sword.
But there's more of the castle to explore, right?
There is. 2 more floors yet lie ahead of you, but having bested the catacombs of the family Strahd, it seems that luck is on your side as you leave a dark, cold place that could well have been your tomb, but was not. For it was instead bested by a motley crew that time and future bards would call the Dragon Friends. Thank you very much.
Dragon Friends is DM'd by David Harmon, with music performed live by me, Benny Davis, and features the voices of Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Simon Greiner, Eden Lacey, and Ben Jenkins, as well as this episode, Zoe Norton Lodge. Shakira Khan designs our website, and the podcast is edited by me and sponsored by PAX Australia, the country's biggest video games and pop culture expo, on this year, November 4th to 6th. If you'd like to find out more and book tickets, visit thedragonfriends.com/PAX.
Ah!
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.